Hey there, thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. Learn about the benefits of joining the Marlins Fan Loyalty Program at marlins.com/fishfamily. Today's bonus code is Clemente in honor of the Pirates outfielder. In Game 3 of the week, Adam Conley took the mound against Pittsburgh, and Glenn Geffner took the Wednesday Rewind.
Well, the Pittsburgh Pirates have been to the playoffs each of the last 3 years, and one of the reasons why is they have had a knack for finding ways to win tight games late. But the Marlins have beaten them at their own game the last two nights. Last night, Miami winning 3-1, and tonight, Marlins pulling out a 3-2 victory. They've won two of three to start this four-game series. They'll go for the series victory behind Wei-Yin Chen. Tonight, Adam Conley and Jonathan Neese were the starters, a matchup of lefties. And just like last night, when Jose matched up with Gerrit Cole, this game was scoreless for a long, long time. The Marlins are kept off the scoreboard despite having several opportunities to score. In the second inning, they loaded the bases with nobody out, but Adani Echeverria hit into a fielder's choice. Giancarlo Stanton cut down at the plate. Then Adam Conley struck out, and JT Realmuto struck out. We were 0-0 into the third. Marlins couldn't cash in, a one-out double from Christian Yelich in the third inning. They had a leadoff man out in the fourth, couldn't score. But they finally broke through against Jonathan Neese in inning number five. With one out, JT Realmuto doubled. He went to third and a Martin Prado single. Yet Marlins at the corners for Christian Yelich.
Yelich did check. Here's the pitch. And here's a ball grounded to the right side. Jaso comes home. And sliding in safely is JT Realmuto. He scores the run and beat the tag by the catcher Cervelli. And the Marlins take a 1-0 fifth inning lead on the Yelich ground ball to the first baseman, Jaso.
It was a bang-bang play at the plate, but Realmuto with his speed able to beat the tag, and the Marlins had the 1-0 lead. Marcelo Ozuna then worked a walk. Giancarlo Stanton struck out, and with men at second and third, the Marlins had Chris Johnson at the plate looking to extend the 1-0 lead.
Bases still full for Chris Johnson, the pitch. And it's down in the dirt, bounces away from Cervelli. He can't find the ball. Here comes the runner from third. Martin Prado will score before Neese can pick the ball up over in front of the Pirate dugout. And the Marlins now have a 2-0 lead.
With first base open, they opted to intentionally walk Chris Johnson at that point. Derek Dietrich popped to short, and the inning was over. Miami scored twice in the fifth inning. That ended Jonathan Neese's night. He was on the wrong end of a 2-0 score. For Neese, five innings, six hits, two runs, walked three, struck out six, threw that wild pitch. Neese threw 95 pitches tonight, 63 of them were strikes. Adam Conley walked two men in the first inning, then he got on a roll, retired the next 10 in a row, and he retired 13 of 14 through the end of the fifth inning. He walked leadoff man Cervelli in the fifth, but that was it. Through five innings, Conley had not allowed a base hit in this game. He got the first man, pinch hitter Cole Figueroa, on a foul pop-up to the second baseman. A good catch by Derek Dietrich to start the sixth inning. Then Jordy Mercer struck out for the second out. But Andrew McCutchen followed with a line drive single, a clean hit to center field. After 5 2/3, no-hit innings, Conley had finally allowed a base hit. Still had the 2-0 lead, though. But when David Fries doubled, suddenly the Pirates had the tying men in scoring position with two outs in the sixth inning. But Conley was able to induce a ground ball to short from Starling Marte. He was out of the inning with that 2-0 lead. Conley done after six. Two hits, no runs. He walked three, matched a career best with nine strikeouts. For Adam Conley, 105 pitches, 66 strikes. Marlins turned it over to the bullpen in the seventh, and Kyle Bearclaw opened the door by walking the leadoff man, Francisco Cervelli, with a 2-0 lead. He then allowed a base hit to Josh Harrison. So there were two men on with nobody out for Pittsburgh. He came back to strike out Sean Rodriguez for the first out, but when he walked John Jaso, suddenly, the Pirates had the bases loaded, trailing 2-0. Pinch hitter Matt Joyce was announced, and with the lefty coming into the ballgame, Don Mattingly called on Mike Dunn to make his 2016 season debut. Dunn just off the disabled list yesterday. He'd been out with a forearm strain, and Dunn went after Joyce in a big spot in inning number seven. The 3-2, and Joyce rips one on the ground. Base hit right field. In to score Cervelli. Here comes Harrison. Stanton's throw is cut off. It's a two-run pinch hit single for Matt Joyce, and just like that, we're tied at two. So Bearclaw and Dunn had enabled the Pirates to come back in this ballgame. Dunn left after just the one man. David Phelps came on to face Jordy Mercer, and at that point, you had two men on with one out in a tie game, but on his second pitch, Phelps induced a 6-4-3 double play. That got the Marlins out of the inning, but the damage was done. The Pirates, with two runs on two hits and two walks, had evened the score at 2-2 in the top half of the seventh. Bearclaw, one third of an inning, one hit, two runs, two walks, and a strikeout. Dunn allowed the game-tying hit, the only man he faced, and Phelps got the Marlins out of that seventh inning. In the top of the eighth, Phelps stayed out there and had a magnificent inning. He struck out the side, McCutchen, Freeze, and Marte back-to-back-to-back. So we stayed 2-2 into the bottom of the eighth when the Pirates brought on their eighth-inning setup man, Tony Watson. Watson, who's been so good this year, so good really the last three, 4 years, and he got the first two men. Stanton bounced to second. Giancarlo 0-for-3 with a walk in his return from the side injury that had sidelined him for the last seven games. Chris Johnson, then, who had been on base all three times, struck out for the second out of the eighth inning. So the Marlins had two outs, nobody on. Derek Dietrich came to the plate, and Derek Dietrich was hit by a pitch on the left arm, just above the wrist toward the elbow. He left the game immediately. It did not look good, and the word we're getting right now from the Marlins clubhouse is that x-rays have just been completed on Derek Dietrich. No word on any results yet. Derek Dietrich remains in the training room. We'll let you know if we hear anything beyond that. Don Mattingly did say it didn't sound good. He knew something happened right away, and it was obvious because Dietrich eventually got up, just made a beeline for the dugout. No thought at all of staying in the ballgame. He knew something was wrong. So that potentially very big blow for the Marlins if they're going to lose Derek Dietrich for some extended period of time. Dietrich was hit by the pitch. That put the go-ahead man on at first with two outs in the eighth. Miguel Rojas pinch ran, and Adani Echevarria stepped up for the Marlins, a chance to maybe put Miami in front. Lefty ready. Another 3-2. Drive toward the gap, left center field, toward the home run sculpture, and up against the wall, extra bases. Rojas around third. He's going to score. Echevarria does it. He delivers with two outs in the bottom of the eighth, and Miami's got the lead back 3-2. On the ninth pitch of the at-bat, what did I just ask for? Rattle one around underneath the home run sculpture. Thanks, Etch. And the Marlins had the lead on the RBI double from Adani Echevarria. Our move of the game brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So we went to the ninth. Marlins 3, Pirates 2. Time for A.J. Ramos to try to seal the deal. Well, A.J. walked the leadoff man, Francisco Cervelli. It has not been easy this year. He's been perfect this year. Hasn't blown a save, but it has not always been easy for A.J. He put the tying man on to start the ninth inning, but he got Josh Harrison and a fly ball to left for out number one. Then he struck out Sean Rodriguez for out number two. Rodriguez tonight 0-for-4 with four Ks. So there were two outs in the top of the ninth. Pirates down a run. Tying man at first base for John Jaso.
Two outs, and here's John Jaso, the first baseman, and a left-handed batter. Ramos to the plate. Jaso swings, hits a little number slowly to the third base side. Ramos fields, throws to first, and that's a ball game. He got him 1-3. Good quick move off the mound to get to the slow roller toward third base before it got to about the halfway point. And they strand Cervelli, and the Marlins win the game 3-2.
For the Marlins, three runs, seven hits, no errors, nine men left on base. For the Pirates, two runs, four hits, one error. They leave six. David Phelps, the winning pitcher, 3-3. Tony Watson, the loser, 1-1. A.J. Ramos, save number 17 in 17 tries. Marlins improved to 28-25 on the season. They're now 12-14 at home. Adam Conley matched his career best with nine strikeouts in this game. He had struck out nine Mets at Citi Field April 13th of this year. Dave pointed out the Marlins win this ball game despite going 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. That's hard to do. Pirates fall to 29-23. They are a break-even proposition, 14 up and 14 down on the road.
Before we go any further, a reminder to subscribe to the Marlins podcast page, rewind tonight's game, the weekend, and every game. Adam Conley ties a career-high nine strikeouts, goes six scoreless innings, and after the ballgame in the Marlins clubhouse, he talked pitching mechanics.
I think the most noticeable thing probably was just the angle I had to the plate. So made the changeup down in the zone, the slider down in the zone a lot more effective just by showing hitters kind of that same stroke and angle with the fastball. Helped me expand the zone at the bottom more than I had in the past. And then
tonight on a Thursday, we'll do it again at 7:10, this time to finish off the Pirates. Tune in for Marlins on Deck presented by GEICO at 6:40 here at on 940 Winds in the Marlins Radio Network.